Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines and in order. Bill of Oconomowoc, you're up. What's on your mind today, Bill of Oconomowoc?
Here's a little insight to what's going on currently with the gun discussion. My motto is protect the children, not the guns, and my Republican friends hate that statement. It infuriates them. And I said, well, that's what you're doing because your party is paid by the NRA to put more guns on the street. Here's how bad I think it's got. Newsmax and Fox is carrying the Queen's Platinum Jubilee nonstop. I don't believe they can get on that topic. I believe it actually infuriates them, scares them. They know they can lose. The midterms are less than 6 months away. And if we stand on protect children, not guns, we should win unanimously. There is no argument in the world, including the Second Amendment, that's more important than children. Thanks, Matt.
You know, Bill, that's very important coming from you, and I'll tell everybody why. Bill is a hunter, and Bill is a gun owner. And the point is, when you know guns, you respect what they do, and you never point them without meaning to shoot, and you never point them at someone, except unless you're in the military and you're ordered into combat or there's an extreme self-defense situation. But those are some very, very wise comments. And let me go even beyond that. We're talking about protecting kids and not guns. Excellent comment. We're also talking about protecting people in grocery stores, medical office buildings, surgeons and doctors. We're talking about in a church parking lot in Ames, Iowa. I mean, a couple of people got shot in just yesterday. How about at a funeral? At a funeral in Racine yesterday. They're lowering the coffin and somebody's singing a hymn, and suddenly some gentlemen show up thinking they'll pay their respects by pumping lead into the crowd. I mean, come on, okay? I'm going to reiterate something I said early in the first hour, and it's this. The Brady bill is all well and good, but it's not enough. Brady bill will provide for background checks, and it'll provide for different things. Ultimately, military weapons should not be in civilian hands. And I'll say that again. Military weapons should not be in civilian hands. I was in the Navy. Buddies in the Army and the Marine Corps, if you have some kind of a Jones for shooting a machine gun or an assault weapon, join the military. Okay, join the military. Put your money where your mouth is. Spend some time defending your country. And it's fun. Yeah, it's absolutely fun training and all that kind of stuff. The funny thing about this is people that I know, and I know over the radio like Bill of Oconomowoc, but know buddies who are veterans, especially buddies in combat, they don't see any real need to have an AR-15. They'd already fired everything they needed to fire where it counted. And a lot of the people that buy these things are wannabes who think, oh, great, I'll be a Rambo. My solution is the Brady bill is not enough. And by the way, it's being filibustered by Moscow Mitch, filibustered by all the Republicans. Never even get to a vote. They can't even discuss it because of the filibuster. But even if it did pass, it's not going to keep AR-15s out of people's hands. What you have got to do is get back to the core premise of the Second Amendment as it's interpreted now. You do not let people have military weapons in civilian life, and everybody agrees to that. You do not let them have nuclear weapons. Do not let them have chemical or biological weapons. Do not let them have stingers or javelins. Machine guns, you don't let them have shoulder-held missile launchers. An AR-15, an assault rifle, they were banned in 1994 with the support of the NRA. But it was a 10-year ban because enough Republicans tried to stop it. And then in 2004, when there's a Republican president and Republican Congress, they got rid of the ban. Before 1994, there were 400,000 of these kinds of assault rifles. Now there are 20 million. What has to be done is simple, in my view. You designate these assault rifles as military weapons. Remember, they're high velocity. They may have be able to pump off 30 rounds instead of a couple of rounds, up to 5 rounds. rifles in general are fine under the Second Amendment. Nuclear weapons aren't. Machine guns were outlawed in the 1930s. This is more potent, an AR-15, than a 1930s machine gun. So I would, if I were Biden, I would simply, as a matter of executive order, and yeah, there are Republican judges who might overturn it, but say there's a national emergency and I'm designating assault rifles as military weapons. And you can't have them. We'll have a buyback. And then if you have one and you think you're grandfathered, if you come out in public with it, you're not supposed to have it. I mean, in the 1930s, if you had a machine gun and they outlawed it, you're not supposed to have it. Can't use it. And you should not be selling weapons to people under 21. 18 and 19-year-olds, maybe if they're hunting with their father or mother, that's fine. But you don't have an 18-year-old go in and buy an AR-15. 18-year-olds are full of hormones. They have bad judgment. They want to show off for the girls. Maybe they're disappointed. They didn't get a job. They got fired. Their girlfriend left them. And they're despondent. They're despondent. And they figure they'll take people with them. You can't have it. By 21, you start to realize that life is maybe a little better and more complex than you thought at 18. That has got to be done. These things have got to be done. Next up is CJ of Stoughton. CJ, you would agree with me, wouldn't you, that when assault weapons were outlawed in 1994, that was a good thing?
Didn't do much, though, did it, Bill?
It certainly did for 10 years. There weren't these kinds of mass shootings.
Bill's grandson to own a gun, but not anybody else. We've got four great Republican candidates, and we're living in a Democrat world. Well, Evers failed Kenosha, Madison, and Milwaukee with the crime. Tim Nichols.
Evers has never been seen committing a crime in Kenosha or Milwaukee. If I saw Evers walking down the street, I would not be afraid that he'd whip out a gun. I mean, it's as simple as that. He hasn't committed any crime.
Yeah, well, as we watch Kenosha burn, I think those people might feel differently. As we watched the Hunter Biden administration do nothing, they got it right. You haven't covered Treasury Secretary Yellen. Admitting, oh, wow, we got inflation wrong. It's not transitory. Iran has a weapon. Russia invaded. If this is success, I'd hate to see failure. Milley admitted they got Afghanistan wrong. This Hunter Biden, Harris do nothing administration, I'd like to know what they've gotten right. Absolutely nothing. Inflation. That's costing us
CJ,
every day.
Let me offer something to you. You know, when you open a restaurant, you don't go, I'm going to serve Chinese, Italian, Mexican, fish, and Southern food. Okay, you pick one. I mean, so normally there are Republican talking points. I get it. Inflation is the flavor of the day now. You throw in Afghanistan, Trump is the guy that recognized the Taliban, threw the government out, and said, let's free the terrorists. You say Ukraine, Trump was the guy that did everything he could to destroy NATO, and he was going to take us out of NATO after he got reelected. And fortunately, Biden did and built up NATO. That's very, very important. Kenosha, Jacob Blake got shot in the back 7 times. It had nothing to do with Tony Evers, and people were outraged. And Kyle Rittenhouse managed to slip through. There was a very bad judge in that case, in my opinion. And so you're throwing in a buffet. But I mean, the buffet should be consistent. So if it's inflation, we're coming to a break, unfortunately. I'll deal with that right after the break. Thanks for calling in. Anybody else? Hang on. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.